you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up.
Hey, John, I need cream.
We have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Ron, and I realized my mic was on as I was just yelling to my honey to put some cream in my coffee that he was so nice to bring to me. How you doing today? It's Sunday, May 6th. Day after what? Cinco de Mayo, right? Yeah, in fact, where I live, where there's a bunch of illegal aliens, they were celebrating the Arts Hill District. They're trying to clean up the town, so they label it all these yuppie kind of names, different sections, to try to get people to think that, hey, gee, let's build a new Greyhound bus station, and that'll be a big draw. Let's go to town and, you know, let's see the new bus station. Like, somehow that's the main attraction in life, I'm telling you. He can't make this crap up for people. It really never ends. The hustle that's out there really never ends. The type of crap that they try to, the propaganda that they try to use to delude you into thinking that dog poop ain't dog poop. It's an amazing thing, but a lot of dog poop around here, not literally, figuratively. And so John and I took the dogs down to the river, and as we were coming back through this Arts Hill District that they like to call it, and it's really hysterical, it's a joke, but they had, it's the Arts Hill District, and then John mentioned to me, well, you know, yesterday they had this, festival or something. I didn't go. I did not attend. And, of course, they had it on Cinco de Mayo, which is the 5th of May, you know. Anyway, it's always wonderful. It's always nice to celebrate multiculturalism and diversity, and celebrate people who've come to this nation illegally and don't give a damn about our rules. But anyway, you know what? That's what people like to do around here in the good old USSA, because it's all part of this larger agenda, and that's why they don't do anything about anything related to rules. Because them's rules need to be broken, right? Isn't it as simple as that? I mean, to hell with the rules. Let's just do whatever we want. Of course, it's only as long as you are members of certain categories. Now you got to remember George Orwell's Animal Farm, where some animals are more equal than others. And I got news for you. If you were a white Christian, you're not on that list, okay? You're not more equal than others. You aren't even equal. You are subhuman now. Yep, you're not on the list in George Orwell's Animal Farm. You are not more equal than others. You are less equal than all the others. So get used to it. That's how it's going here, because that's social justice in action. And you know, I just love social justice. In fact, I like to comment on social justice on a routine basis, because social justice really pisses me off, because it is such a misnomer. Of course, it's very difficult to get people to understand, to see the bigger picture, because, you know, we don't know what we don't know, and that's just life. I mean, you know, we don't know until we're apprised of things what we don't know. That's just how you go through life, right? People need to educate us about the different things that we learn throughout our life. A lot of lessons we just learn through life because, you know, put your hand on the hot stove, a little kid, you stick your finger in the electric socket, you get a little zap. Well, you're not going to do that again, right? So a lot of things we learn on our own, but a lot of things we have to learn or be clued into by other people. And oftentimes that lesson it's not an easy pill to swallow, you know? I mean, even just like for those of us who realize we're living in the Matrix, which most Americans don't know that, okay? Most people don't know yet that they're living in the Matrix. They still think that, you know, November 2012 is going to be the solution, and that all we need to do is get anybody but Obama in there and all will be well with the world. Well, no, it's not the solution. I mean, what it would take for the American people, number one, you have to have enough people awake to be able to implement any kind of solution. And we don't have a critical mass of people awake yet who understand truly what's being done to them. We're all chopping away at the branches because we don't see the tree and the roots. And until we see the tree and the roots, all our efforts are in vain. It is like tilting at windmills. But that's tough to figure that one out. It really is, because it just doesn't come easily, especially when you've dedicated a lot of your life to, one thing. And then when somebody comes along and says, hey, here's the red pill. You know, you take the red pill and then it's like a mind blower because you never look at the world the same, do you? You really don't. You never look at the world the same. You know, that Michael Schur, some of you may know who he is. He was, head of the Bin Laden unit for the CIA from like, 96 to 99, I think it was. And I didn't catch his whole interview this morning, but I only caught the tail end of it. But many of you who are familiar with whom I speak, know that he calls it like he sees it. And actually, I shot him an email. I'd like to get him on my show to talk about it, but he had mentioned, I guess there are some Bin Laden letters that have come out, and see if the American people really understood what the real deal was going on in the Middle East, and not the boogeyman that they have created with Islam, they would have a whole different perspective on what's happening here. But most of us don't know anything about it at all, and then what we do know, most of it has been disinformation anyway, so it's very difficult to get people to see that, like Katie Couric is selling them a line of dog poop. And Bill O'Reilly, who's just, hey, I'm out to protect the folks, he says. Now, listen, anybody who tells you they're working for the folks or it's all about the folks, they're hustling you, okay? Because that's that down-home country type we're all sitting on the front patio drinking some lemonade. That's the hustle they use. Oh, it's all about the folks. When they tell you they're in it for the folks, like Obama says, oh, the folks. You know, the folks. They're ready to jam it where the sun doesn't shine, okay? That's really what that is. So talking about the folks is code word for bend over, baby, because the big one is a-coming, okay? And I hate to be so crude, but that's exactly what it is. This is what's happening out there. So if we really knew, if the American people knew what the whole game plan really was, if they understood that they're living in the Matrix, if they understood what's really going on with all these wars and all these battles and military bases all over the world, and this onslaught of millions and millions and millions of illegal aliens here into this nation, and of course then they give you the hustle a week or so ago in the news claiming that, oh, they're leaving. No, they're not leaving. Why the hell would you leave the free lunch, okay? Please don't buy that crap that they hustle. These people aren't going home. Why would they go home when they get a free lunch here? Listen, you're a woman, you have a baby, okay? You're going to get Section 8 housing, which means your rent is paid. You're going to get WIC, women, infants, and children, which is going to help to get the formula and all that other kind of crap. Milk, formula, all that good stuff. Then you're going to get HEAP, Home Energy Assistance Program, to pay your heating bill. And then you're going to get the welfare check. And then you're going to get the food stamp card, the benefit card, right? And then you're going to get the Medicaid, so all your health insurance is paid for. And then you're going to get the cell phone, because wasn't it Obama said that it's a human right to have a cell phone? Just one of them human rights. Yep, it's a right, it's a right, it's a right. So you're going to get a free cell phone with, what, 300 minutes a month? Now, I thought the purpose, if there indeed was a human right to a cell phone, which, of course, there's not, that's a bunch of crap, but they love to hustle rights here because people think, oh, yeah, that makes sense to me. Yeah, it's a right. They love to claim things are rights when they are not rights at all. What they are is just hustles. They're wants. They're not rights. They're wants. And they're not even needs. They're just it's a hustle. They're not a right. They're a want. I want this. I want that. Well, I'd like a brand new car. Mine's 12 years old, but guess what? I can't afford it. So that's the way it is. Okay. I really don't need a brand new car. My car works. I might want a brand new car, but I can't afford it. That's a want. Now, so they love to hustle us. They love to hustle us all the time. So, John Connor, I don't know where he is. He's supposed to be on with me today, but he must have forgotten. I'm going to have to slap him if I ever meet him. Anyway, he was going to come on with me and talk to people about social media and how to maximize using Facebook, which, of course, loves to monitor everything we do, and how to maximize Twitter to get more information out to people to maximize your efforts, because it really is kind of a war of words in a sense, isn't it? I mean, the people who can be the best deliverers of messages are going to get the most people awake. So that really is a strategy which I can't really talk much about because I'm like at the etch-a-sketch phase of development when it comes to these things. So we'll have to see if I can't slap John into paying attention, and he can come on with me another time. Ah, I hear the cue music. Anyway, listen, I'm going to go to break, and somebody just called, but I don't know what happened to the numbers, so I can't add them up. Well, I'm going to add him and Ron on, and we're hitting the break. Ron, thanks for joining me, and we're hitting the break, so hang in there.
Test my mic.
Well, sounds good. Hang on, okay. Ron. We're on going to break.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly worldwide in discreet packaging and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Hi there, Maxine again, the Orion Talk Radio spokeschick, here to point out that Orion Talk Radio has a chip-in banner on our homepage. Perhaps you haven't noticed it, or maybe you've ignored it, but it's there for a good reason. Listener contributions help keep the programming you listen to on the air. It also helps defray the cost of running the network, so take a moment to click the chip-in banner and help a worthwhile cause. The banner is located right under the social media links for easy access. This is Max. Thanks for tuning in and chipping in.
Listening to Orion News Talk is even easier to do with your smartphone.
Yo, check it out.
If your cell phone accepts software apps, the best way to listen to your favorite radio is with TalkStream Live or TuneIn Radio. Just download the app and then do a search for Orion Talk Radio. Save us as a preset, and you can take us with you wherever you go. At work, the gym, at the store, or on the road. Anywhere you need to go, we'll be with you. Orion News Talk, news and views beyond the mainstream media.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Let's give you some information. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. There is a ton of information up on my website. I have all kinds of links there, information, documents, all kinds of crap related to, everything related to UN Agenda 21. Ron, what are you doing in the background? It sounds like you're like in a grain silo or something like that, shoveling grain around. What the hell are you doing?
I think my wife's making lunch.
Oh, okay. Well,
I apologize for that.
Hang on one second. Let me finish telling everybody. So listen, everybody, go to my website. There is a ton of information there. Get involved. Become informed, okay? Your battle is UN Agenda 21. That is the root of what the hell is going on here, and it includes everything because it is about world control, one world government, total control of everyone on the planet, every single individual from A to Z, everywhere. Total control, one world government, a handful of elitists controlling everyone. It's called Prison Planet. So the sooner people understand that, the better off they're going to be so that they can direct their efforts in the direction they need to be going. So anyway, Ron, thanks for joining me at the last minute here. Your buddy and mine, John Connor, was supposed to come on today and tell everybody about how we could just become proficient little busy little bees on Facebook and Twitter, but I don't know where he is.
I just sent him a note, so hopefully
he'll Well, I did in. Too, but, you know, whatever. Well, he can come on again. I forgive him.
Well, I do, too. He's been a he's one of the bright spots in my country, so.
I know. He's a good egg. So tell me, give everybody your website, Ron, for those listening. Ron is a fellow freedom fighter up in Canada, fighting UN Agenda 21 up in Canada. For those of you who are unfamiliar with Ron, I had him on a couple weeks ago. So give out your website up there for everybody, Ron, please.
Yeah, the one I'm using right now is canadiantruths.wordpress.com. Actually, I just put up a face painting of my prime minister with the UN laurel wreath and the hammer and sickle as a face paint project for him going to Rio. We're sending our representatives to Rio. So I've invited everyone, if they have a representative they believe is treasonous, that they could maybe send in a face painting and we'll post it up.
Well, you know, you're talking about treason. Somebody sent me an email of some guy, where is he? He's in New York City, I think, driving around his pickup truck, and he's got a trailer behind it with effigies of like eight different people, hanging an effigy there. A gallows set up in this trailer he's hauling around. I don't know the details. I think that he was, some of his family was murdered, and he's trying to draw attention to the fact that it was, I guess, covered up or something. I don't know the details, so I would just be, you know, talking out of my hat here.
Well, no, but some people may find that a bit over the top. But in reality, it is the duty, I suppose, of all people who still believe in their country to out these people at every opportunity. And if driving around hauling a trailer with effigies hanging from a tree or whatever is the way you think you can do it, then do it.
Yeah, well, you know
what? This is not the time to sit back and say, oh, what can I do?
Yeah. You really have to resort to unusual methods of drawing attention to the issue, because the mundane isn't going to get it, I don't believe, Ron. I think you need to, that's not going to work. It's not working. You got to do something unusual. I don't know. You know, stand there with a Winnie the Pooh mask on or something. I don't know.
Well, you know, Brzezinski there said it was going to take 2.5 to 3 generations to get people into a mindset that they could do what they wanted to do, which is the final global takedown. So, you know, people's minds have been really messed up. And so, you know, you got to kind of get in their face a little bit, shock them into some kind of reality, because they're not gripping reality at all.
No, they aren't. They aren't. It's a real difficult thing to get through. It's like people are frozen in a block of ice, and you need to hammer away with it at that ice to get through to them about what's really going on. And we've all been frozen in that block of ice. We've all been there, and it takes time to chip away at it before you really see the larger picture, because it isn't evident immediately.
Well, you know, I've said this over and over and over again to people. The start point for most people, if you're trying to balance what we're saying against what you've been taught in that, you're never going to really get anywhere.
No.
What you need to do is understand one simple fact. You have been lied to since the day you were born. And you basically need to throw out everything you believe and have been taught and start with a fresh slate.
Yep.
Otherwise, you're never gonna get it together, and you won't have a country.
No.
And you won't have a future, and you'll never own property. And if you do own property, you won't. Yep. You know, I went to my council meeting last Wednesday night, and besides a few other things I brought up, I read them the Tennessee House resolution on Agenda 21, It's House Joint Resolution 587. Now, I read this to the council, and I also read a part of to the council about the Land Policy of the United Nations from Vancouver in 1976. And it states specifically, and my CAO here agrees with this statement, and so do all of your legislators down in the United States, because they're all UN Agenda 21 compliant at this point. Land cannot be treated as an ordinary asset controlled by individuals and subject to the pressures and inefficiencies of the market. Private land ownership is also a principal instrument of accumulation and concentration of wealth, and therefore contributes to that famous saying, social injustice.
Yeah.
If unchecked, it may become a major obstacle in the planning and implementation of development schemes. The provision of decent dwellings and healthy conditions for the people can only be achieved if land is used in the interests of society as a whole. Public control of land use is therefore indispensable. And what they're basically saying, who is going to own this land? The multinational corporations are going to own the land. Is that a social injustice? I think so.
Yes.
You know, and well, you know, you're an American. You were taught that the right of property is one of the major bases of your rights.
Yeah.
And you Simple. Lose that, you've lost it.
Exactly. In fact, I can't think who it is, Ron. I think his name is Hernando de Soto, and that no, not the explorer de Soto, but this is a man from, I don't know where, one of the South American countries. Where is he from? Do you know who I'm talking about?
I think I've touched on him before somewhere, but I think he's...
Well, it doesn't really matter.
I was thinking Venezuela, but I don't think that's the place.
No, I don't think so. But anyway, I want to say
Argentina,
Bolivia.
I believe, maybe.
I don't know, but that's not the point. The point is what this man did was research on property rights throughout the world, and he recognized that the ability to generate wealth was contingent upon property rights and your ability to own property and do what you wanted to do unimpeded by others. And it was unique. American property rights were unique throughout the world. That's why the nation had advanced, to the degree that it had, that there was so much prosperity here because of property rights and your ability to do what you want to do on your property, which, of course, they recognize that has to be eliminated. They have to cut that.
You can't be a serf. You can't be a world serf if you own property. And the problem that they found in the so-called developing countries is that the reason they've never developed is that they have been restricted in their land use policies. And without the right of property, you have no way to create wealth. Therefore, you have no way to create anything.
Exactly.
And the imperial, market or whatever has held these countries back. Africa and India are not the way they are because that's the way they are. They're that way because they've been forced to be that way by the overlords.
Exactly.
And now
exactly.
They're bringing that same thing here. If you look at Africa and you're out collecting money for the poor African children, understand that they're that way on purpose by plan, and that plan is being transferred to your country.
Hang on, Ron. We've got a caller. Let me see if I can figure out, because there's a new board here. Let me see if I can figure out how to add this person without... cutting us all off, which I may inadvertently do. So if you get silence, everybody, well, somebody here is screwing around with my board, and it isn't me. I know who it is. It's the guy that owns the network. I'm going to have to... Oh, good. Thank you. Because they got some new board thing going on here, and I thought, what the hell is going on? I can't find the screen. But anyway, it just is what it is. Oh, I can't take calls. They're telling me you are the king of the call. I am the king of the call, and I can't take calls. I don't know what's going on. But anyway... Sorry, everybody who's trying to call in. I can't take your calls. It's just me and Ron. So go ahead, please, Ron, since I'm not able. Something's going goofy here, but it's just me and you, kiddo. So go ahead, Ron, please.
Well, the whole basic plan is extremely easy to understand as long as you turn off your TV, put down your newspaper.
No, I can't do it, though, Ron. No, don't make me do it. Please, please, please.
Well, you know, it's the TV is an extremely powerful tool.
Oh, indeed it is.
And there is no right wing and there is no left wing. I mean, there is a right wing and a left wing, but
they're all on the same bird.
They're on the same bird. And the bird can't fly in two different directions at once.
No.
So these wings have been taking us to the same place. On the one hand, it's right wing corporate nonsense. On the other, wing, it's communism and all this kind of stuff. But they're all being melded into one. And it is basically corporatism. I mean, the corporations run your government. The corporations run our government. The corporations run our little governments. They come in and they offer, and if you don't accept, then the upper level government cuts the funding to the lower level government, and they're up a creek.
Yep.
So they've got them bent over, and
and
they're doing their job on them. So, it pains me. It really does pain me because my country and your country are, they're beautiful countries, beautiful people, but they've been stupefied.
Yes.
And, it's like I read that resolution from the Tennessee House on Agenda 21, and they just sat there, blank stare on their face, no questions. No comments. Just why doesn't this guy go away and leave us alone?
Right.
Well, we're not going to leave you alone.
Yeah, that reminds me of that one scene from the movie Network where he's yelling and he's talking about how the people just want to be left alone in their homes. Leave us alone. Leave us alone to watch our TV. Don't bother us.
We were digging up some stuff. My in-laws passed away a year ago. And I found this book, Chronicle of the 20th Century.
When was it published? What year was it published?
Well, the last page in it is 1988, so it goes basically daily or weekly. It's a huge book.
Huh.
From 1900 to 1988.
Interesting.
And, well, it is interesting because what people don't understand is if you go through this, when people were still thinking, when they still had a thought process between their ears, these people, when they got ticked off about their government or something that was going on, they were in the streets instantly. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of them. And, I'm not an advocate of assassination by any stretch.
That's a good thing.
I want my country back, and I want it done back in the most peaceful fashion possible. But, I mean, you can't, through the 1900s, early 1900s and that, you can't hardly go through a page of this without somebody being assassinated. From the Russian royal family to presidents to all kinds of different people. But it was a time, here we have the world. This is 1900, the World Socialists gather in Paris. The Fifth Congress of the Socialists International is meeting in Paris with delegates from 21 countries. The Fifth Congress of the Socialist International. Well, who wrote the paperwork for UN Agenda 21 or the START papers? Willy Brandt, who was the president of Socialist International, in 1987, the Gro Brundtland Report, Our Common Future, came out, which was the last of the stepping stones to Agenda 21. Besides being the president of Norway, she was the vice president of Socialist International. So this has been, like I tell people, this isn't some phenomenon that started 10 years ago.
Yeah,
this is from 1900.
No, listen, the handful of people who control the money are behind this whole agenda because they control everything. I mean, you know, there's a book that Carol Quigley wrote, Tragedy and Hope, and he wrote that, I don't know, in 67, I think it was, or 66. But he was affiliated with all these globalists, and he thought what they were planning, this one world government, was a marvelous idea. So he wrote this book exposing all of their plans. So for anybody listening, if you're interested in reading this book, it's entitled Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley. He was a professor from, I can't remember where, but the point is that he exposed all this stuff. I mean, the evidence of their plans, and if you look at the whole history of the Illuminati, and there were a couple, and I'm trying to remember their names. There were two men who wrote about the Illuminati and the Masons. And one was in France, and this is back, let's say, 1850 or something. I can't remember the date because it's been a while since I read the book. One was in France, and the other one was in England. And they were both two individuals. One spoke French, the other spoke English, never met each other. But they were both doing research and following Adam Weishaupt and what he was doing at that time. And they both on different had come two different countries, two different languages, both doing research, both had come to the same conclusion about the role of this handful of people in this whole world government agenda. I mean, the information is out there, Ron. It's not, advertised on the 6 o'clock news, but if you listen to alternative media and you listen to enough different people, a lot of people are good experts at one section and experts at another, you know, are very well informed, I should say, that you're going to get enough information and get enough bits and pieces to help you fill in this puzzle.
Yeah, and when I was going through this book, it's an amazing book. I mean, the facts in here are absolutely amazing, but what really freaks me out is the very first page, and this is a book that is almost 1,400 pages long.
Wow.
And, yeah, I scan all this stuff, but in the introduction is about a man floats in space, a sight inconceivable, yada, 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 and it goes back. And basically this says what the difference became when they actually saw the blue planet from outer space. The last entry into this book in 1988, and trust me, there is some brilliant information in this book. But the last two pages in this book, the natural world imperiled by century of change, right? Magnificent but endangered, the species at risk, okay? So it starts out that the world is a marvelous place, and it ends with the pages saying that basically man has destroyed the planet. So, you know, take your propaganda.
Yeah, right.
But, it is an amazing book, though.
Well, one thing, let me interject something here, Ron. You know, when you had mentioned about Africa and that stuff, and, I often say this because people really need to understand, you know, I remember as a kid in the 60s going around trick-or-treating, collecting pennies for UNICEF. And it was for all these starving kids, and you felt so sorry for them. I did. I thought, oh, this is good. I'll be able to help them. Well, here we are 50 years later, and they're still starving there. And so you have to step back, and you have to get out of this dream world they've placed us all in and look at the stark reality. And the fact is, as you had mentioned, that these despotic leaders, these people who control the money, control the monetary systems, control these crooks that they put in power, these people are starving and will always be starving because that is what they want for them. You can give all the pennies from now until hell freezes over for UNICEF, and it is not going to change a damn thing.
No, it won't, because the other question can be, why is Africa anybody's business except the Africans?
Yeah.
Right? Like, who are we to tell them how they need to live? You know, they have a massive resources in Africa and that, and they've been tied up by these families. And another thing in this book, which I found rather amazing, which I don't recall being taught in school, is that the Queen Victoria, her husband was a German. His nephew was the Chancellor or whatever of Germany. And then if you follow these marriages through, the head of Russia is related to the royal family. Then you have the Bilderberger queen. What's her name from Netherlands? Queen Beatrice? Beatrice, I think it is.
Yeah.
So basically what you have between, you know, the Vatican and the Rothschilds, you get the money and you got the families. You know, you could basically rewrite what's going on here is the Godfather, right?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, you have these families. And, you know, this great war between Germany and England, I mean, they're relatives. So why are we having this war? We're having wars to push agendas, right, and restructure governments and that. So, yeah, it's the family. And the family's got their thumb on us and has had, and the family doesn't want us to own property anymore. You know, greed is greed. And, yeah, it's amazing. But you know, all we need to concentrate on is certain facts. Agenda 21 is being implemented everywhere. We need to put our sights on that. We need to get at our local governments, and they are covertly introducing this. And they are being hamstrung. And to see if they were just honest, right? Well, we have to do this because they're going to cut our funding. Well, if you keep doing what they tell you to do, you're going to be screwed anyways because everything will be corporatized. Okay, through the public-private partnerships, which all small states and provinces and local communities are pushing now, is a new funding formula to supposedly take the pressure off the taxpayer. But that's exactly, it's always opposite to what say. It's just a plan to get the hard assets that your families and your forefathers built and paid for transferred into the control of the corporations.
Exactly. Hang on, Ron. We got to hit a break, and whoever is calling, I'm not able to take calls for some reason. There's something screwed up here in the system. So sorry about that. If you want to email me a message or your question, I'd be glad to discuss it, but I can't take your call. Sorry about that. Sorry, Charlie. Wish I could. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Ron Stevens is on with me. Don't change that dial.
First, there is a mountain. A mountain, then there is. First, there is a mountain, then.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says, fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die. With its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
DependableVoice.com, the total solution, one-stop shop for your business telecommunications needs. Nationwide business class telecommunication services, providing voice and data, voice over internet, and hosted PBX. Dependable Voice is now offering the first month free for any voice over internet and hosted PBX services. Save up to 50% on your current phone bill and save thousands of dollars with no need to purchase PBX hardware. Hosted PBX and voice over internet services include free local and long distance calling to the U.S., Canada, and Caribbean, email to voicemail, follow me services, multiple visual call reports, dynamic auto attendant, advanced ACD and call queue, unified voice and fax messaging, and much, much more. Plus, get your first month free with a minimum three-phone system. Call Dependable Voice today at 1-888-346-1085 or visit them online at dependablevoice.com. That's dependablevoice.com. Dependable Voice, the total solution for business telecommunications.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water, PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
I hear the cue music. We're back. There's some technical difficulties. We're trying to figure out what's going on with this new whole thingamajigger system here. And so I don't know who's calling, but, you know, Maggie at theunsolicitedopinion.com is my email. If you would like to shoot your question to me or your comment, I'd be glad to talk about it. So, but for whatever reason, we're not able to add the callers, and I'm certainly not the one to figure it out. But anyway, Ron, I don't know. You know, you wonder where all these things are going. But you shot me an email the other day. You said you had good news. You met a like-minded individual up your way. Shocking,
yes.
Huh?
Yes, and I'm going to talk to her some more. We may do a Skype call and then load it up on Canada Live.
Yeah.
She's a very interesting lady because she is a planner, and she has figured out what these planning committees and that are all about, and they are about Agenda 21. And she is some ticked off. She calls her professors in school when she went to schools ideologues. Which she's absolutely correct. So now she's pushing back and taking a lot of heat for it. Because most of Agenda 21 or an awful lot of it is being pushed through planning.
Definitely. Zoning and code.
We need to get the planners working on site as well. So I think she could be a little kind of a bright spot as far as planning goes. So, yeah, we're going to try and do a little show with her. And then I told her that a person like her is someone that we need to get on Maggie's show.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to have her come on with me.
Well, she's a professional planner. You and I are researchers. So we carry X amount of weight. But when you actually have a professional in the business of the implementation of Agenda 21, who has finally figured out what she's being asked to do, that's good news.
Well, what made her figure it out? Have you talked to her at all yet, Ron?
Yeah, we spent almost 2 hours on the phone there. And,
well, what made her figure it out? What did she see that put the light bulb on for her?
Well, the wildlands projects and all the stacking the farms is what's really got her, okay, with the wetlands and the restricted use, the continuing restricted use and the stacking of restrictions upon rural community farms and that. To the point where the farmers can't operate. And
right.
What she called and she said she got nasty. It got really nasty in the meeting she was in because she says, what you're doing is you're sterilizing the countryside.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good way to put it.
And she said that the person in charge of that particular planning meeting went off the deep end and said she never wants to hear that word mentioned again. you know, sterilization of the rural communities and that.
That's a good way to put it, though, because it really paints an awfully...
it's a stark scene.
Yes, it is. It really is. Excellent, excellent way to put that, though.
Yeah, so hopefully, if I can get her up and going here, that you could have her on.
Yeah, Ron, I'd love to.
And I got to tell you, Maggie, and all your listeners... I have been on, we've done a fair bit of online radio. I've called into an awful lot of shows. I have a nose for sniffing out controlled opposition. And I want to say, Maggie, you, my dear, are a breath of fresh air.
I am, aren't I?
Yes,
like
you are.
Like lilacs.
Well,
like
you're not hiding behind the right-left paradigm.
Oh, well, you know, it's so hard for people to pull themselves out of it. That's why, Ron, and I don't know if I mentioned this to you before in the conversations that we've had, even people who are fighting this are sucked into it. That whole Democrat GOP crap. They can't help themselves because they don't realize how all-consuming that crap is. So hang on, let me finish telling you, Nikki Rapana up in Alaska, who has a website, Living Outside the Dialectic, it's really hard to live outside of it because everything is part of it, and we are so sucked into it. So,
but that's why I keep going back. You cannot drag your mind out into the open if you are hanging on to these things. You basically have to understand you've been lied to since the day you were born by your teachers, your preachers, your politicians, your TVs, your newspapers, and your radios.
I know.
Okay,
I know.
And you have to let go of that.
It's very hard. I had a conversation with a lady I had invited to be on my show, was supposed to be on my show with me tomorrow, but she's canceled. And I tried to explain to her briefly, Ron, about this, about the Hegelian dialectic, about how we're sucked into that. But, you know, if you don't know anything about this stuff, you know, or maybe have heard of it, but don't know anything more than, okay, I heard of that. I really don't know what it really means or how it impacts you. It's a very tough nut to swallow. And this is a lady who is fighting illegal immigration, which was why my fight before I stumbled upon UN Agenda 21, because it made no sense to me, Ron, that they weren't securing our borders, that they weren't doing any of that stuff. And we did the whole nine yards, you know, going, standing on street corners, you know, going down to D.C. and protesting, going to the senator's offices, blah, 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 blah. Did it all. You know what I mean? And for years, it made no sense. What the hell is going on? Especially after 9/11. I thought, well, if we're, you know, we're being attacked, don't you think they'd want to secure our borders? And no, they don't. So I had a lady who is active trying to fight that piece of it. And I tried to explain to her that the larger piece is what they need to be fighting, what they need to be focusing on, she and her, the members of her group. But, you know, it goes over like a fart in church sometimes, if for lack of a better, you know. I mean, it does, you know, sometimes it's very hard for people to see without feeling like you're trying to say what they're doing is wrong. No, what they're doing is not wrong. It's just not the most effective use of their time and their energy because it's chopping at the branches and not the roots. Chop at the roots.
If you use, I mean, it goes way deeper than Agenda 21, but I mean, if you use Agenda 21 as your start point, which is what's really destroying us right now, if you just ask yourself, the listeners, a simple question. How many times while you had a Republican president, and how many times since you had a Democratic president have you heard either of those sides come out and damn the idea of Agenda 21? You haven't.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, therefore, the wings are on the bird. Okay, the bird's got his face duct taped. He's not talking. Okay, therefore, any consideration or any conversation about Obama sucks or the Republican candidate sucks is moot.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and anyone who is doing online radio, who should have the intelligence to understand the game, who is pushing the right or the left and arguing for that side, is not your friend. Okay? They know what they're pushing. You cannot be on online radio and be ignorant enough to think that the Republicans are better than the Democrats or vice versa.
Yeah.
Okay, so therefore, if you go and you call into a show and you get into a big argument between Republican and Democrat, you know right away that that host is not on the up and up.
Yeah.
That's why I like Maggie. Maggie is straight down the middle. She's an American. She's not a Republican, a spade, a hoe, Ron.
And a speck. I am not politically correct. And no, I don't say that to insult any particular group of people. I say that as a slam towards this political correctness, where words, what gay used to mean was happy, now it means homosexual. I say those terms because I'm not trying to call out people. I tell it like it is, which has nothing to do with individual groups.
What the people also have to understand in this politically correct world of language that we're using now, okay, the gays or homosexuals or whatever you call them, or this group or that group, okay, are all being used.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
And they need to understand they're being used.
You better believe it.
The people that are promoting them don't give a damn about them.
No, not at all.
They're being used to push the ultimate agenda.
Listen, on that note, because I know we're going to run out of time here, Ron, give out your websites.
It's canadiantruths.wordpress.com.
Okay.
And I want to put a shout out for John because we do that station. I'm supposed to be doing that station with him, which is canadalive.yolasite.com. Lots of information on there. And I hope your listeners hang with you, and I hope they call their friends and neighbors and ask them to tune into your shows, because you are extremely insightful, and you are what I would call a true American, and I am a true Canadian. So, everybody, we have a big job to do, but we can do it.
Listen, you're going to be on with me next week, everybody. So Ron's on with me next week. And listen, I hear Oz. We're going to Oz, Ron. I'll talk to you next week. Listen, everybody, you know I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow truly is a wonderful place to be. Thanks for stepping in for me, Ron, and joining me this morning so I didn't have to talk to myself for an hour, though I can talk to myself all day long. However, I didn't feel like doing it today. Thanks for stepping in. I appreciate it. Listen, everybody, have a wonderful day. The sun's going to come up tomorrow. We've got people like Ron Stevens in the world fighting for you and I, so don't lose heart. Better days are coming. And another great show follows mine. So everything's coming up roses. Take care, Ron.
Bye-bye.
Bye.